Welcome to another episode of Big Boy's Neighborhood on Demand.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, thank you once again for being in the neighborhood. Appreciate having you here. We got a whole lot more show coming up for you, man. Louis G, Jeff Bezos is a hypocrite.
Hell of a hypocrite, yeah, bro. Yeah. He's telling us to do one thing, but then I know exactly what his plan is. Yeah, it's like some reverse psychology stuff, dog. So stop it, Jeff Bezos. I know what you're doing.
My man is like, don't buy the big TV. Then you're like, oh, I'm going to buy the big TV.
Yes, man.
And guess where you
that
can
whole
get it
don't
at?
Spend your money. Like, stop it, bro.
Stop giving us financial advice, you rich billionaire bastard.
Yeah, if I'm going to take, why would we take financial advice from you? Yeah. You know, Jeff Bezos is a hypocrite. And also, Anya, in case you missed it, we got
Bryson Tiller.
Bryson Tiller, man. And it's also, man, you can find that entire interview at RadioBigBoy.com. It's been doing well right there, man. You can find that entire interview. And while you're watching, make sure you subscribe. But in case you missed it, what we got?
Big hit song with Diddy went number one. And he actually told us that it got leaked. That's how it came a song.
Yeah, man. It's crazy how a so-called accident is now a hit record.
Yeah.
So and, cool. And you know that King Combs, Christian, and Diddy number one at the same time.
That
in
is
history,
so cool.
First father and son to do that.
What?
There it is. So, Jaden, my son, you know what we got to do.
Hey.
And also, Nathalia, we got a new freestyle from DaBaby.
DaBaby, he is dropping another one. This one, he did it on one of my favorite Lauryn Hill tracks, and it sounds really good. So, I want you guys to hear it. I want to know what you guys think of it. But then also, he made a couple statements on who he thinks he's on par with.
All righty. So, we got that new freestyle from DaBaby. And also, Ani, the top signs of cheating women. I know them.
I know
a couple of them. Believe me, I've been there.
But the number one has a lot of people upset because the ladies are like, how could we cheat when we're so busy doing all this stuff helping people?
Yeah, man, that one is by profession.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, all they want to do is take care of you. It's nurses. All righty, well, y'all continue to hang out with us, man. The top signs of cheating women. Also, the baby new freestyle. In case you missed it, we do have Bryson Tiller up in here. And also, Louis G says that Jeff Bezos is a hypocrite. We got all that and more. Y'all continue to hang out with us. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy on Demand.
Big Boy's Neighborhood phone tap on the 10's time, man. This one right here. Shout out to my man, Warren G. I love you, Warren G, the regulator, the G-Funk himself. This one is where I called him up, and I asked Warren G. I said, hey, Warren, do you want to buy some turkeys? And he was like, cool with it at first until he found out that they were live turkeys. Hey, man, and Warren G, when you listen to this phone tap, he could work for PETA or something. Because what he wanted to do with the turkey was beautiful. Aww. This is going to get into your phone tap right here, man. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Warren.
What's happening?
What you doing for Thanksgiving?
Eating, I guess.
There was like this livestock truck that was coming in, and these cats went and they jacked the drivers. And so they sitting on like 300 live turkeys.
300 live turkeys.
But the only thing about these, Warren, man, is that these are live, so you got to either kill them yourself.
Oh, no, man, I can't.
That's what I was saying. They hit a lot.
I used to watch a dude crack them in the head.
Uh-huh.
No, that was rabbits. I don't know how
to do
that.
Hey, man, it's some good raw bird, man, and it's never frozen.
Man, I don't know how to do
that. Hey, Warren, you got kids?
Yeah.
You got a backyard?
Yeah.
Just put one of the turkeys back there, man. You don't even have to slaughter one for Thanksgiving. If you think your dog will eat it up, this is what you do. If you don't want to kill it yourself, throw a couple of them back there with the dog. Let the dog get at it because the dog going to go for the neck anyway. And then you just come in, and what you do, you get you some hot boiling water, right?
Yeah.
You stick the turkey inside that, and you just pull the feathers off, man. It's easy as hell, Warren.
I don't know about all that.
What about Snoop? You think Snoop want to buy some?
Yeah, he'll get some.
And Dre, you think you can sell a couple to Dre?
He probably get some, too. Well, I'll be the West Coast turkey distributor.
All right. Hey, Warren, on the real, man.
You serious?
I'm dead serious. I'm trying to really look out for my dude, man, because homeboy just did like 7 calendars, man.
All right,
and you ain't never had no bird till you slaughtered one and ate it yourself, man. How many turkeys could I bring you for real, man?
Man, give me one.
I'm gonna bring you one.
I'm gonna have me a pet turkey because I ain't gonna slaughter it.
All right, well, this turkey be Warren G's. All right then, Warren, man. Turkey kisses.
Phone taps on the tens every hour, every day, right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big? big.
Oh, nothing. What you got?
Big relationships are changing.
I love when she do the relationship.
You know, I gotta read up about relationships just so I'm ready when I get in one.
Right, I heard that.
Big, it's gonna happen soon, but I don't think it's gonna be a relationship like soon. This. But there's this new dating app. They're saying that, hey, we're adding this new feature because now more people are not into monogamous relationships. They want, like, polyamorous relationships.
Yeah.
And I'm big, I feel like this is so true just because I've been on dating apps recently, and I'll see people with, like, two people in the picture when, like, you're swiping, and I'm like, wait, is it the guy or the girl? And then you keep swiping. It's both of them.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. So this leaves out a lot of the guesswork and speculations. Like, it gets right to it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because this new feature now, it'll say, what's your relationship type? Then it lets you pick monogamous, non-monogamous, figuring out my relationship type, or preferring not to say. But then it made me wonder, like, we had Corey Holcomb in the neighborhood one of the times, and he was telling us that, yeah, he is married, but he doesn't really live with his wife, and he doesn't fully believe in marriage and that type of relationship.
Yeah, it's complicated button. I mean, banner.
Yeah.
His relationship is complicated, but I love Corey.
I do too. But
have you ever went on a date from the app?
From the app, no.
And how long have you been on a dating app?
Over a year, maybe?
Over a year?
I think it's been
over. When you say over, yeah, I think it's been well over a year.
So, definitely. It has.
Yeah.
You know, I did get a message from a guy that I, like, personally really? Know, and I do like him, and I purposely slide so he could know I like him, too, and then he said, hey, and I just never replied.
And then what you do? You threw a letter on his desk?
Oh, my God. No.
Right.
No.
So you never replied back?
No, I still have it. You're there, and I'm like,
tease.
Yes.
She is.
But
I think that you like playing the game.
That's true.
I think I'm
scared. You're not looking to date. You're not looking for love, beautiful.
Yeah, you're
no. I think it's going to happen when I least expect it, or at least that's what the reality shows tell me.
But if you say like this guy and he tap back in with you, then there it is. Maybe you want to, like, relationship with a couple.
No. Yeah, well,
this is the story that you brought back to us. I don't know what's going down.
Maybe.
I don't know what's on your freak car.
No, not you that. Know? I don't think so.
All right, we'll figure it out. One day she'll date.
Yeah.
There it is. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're checking out another full show episode podcast of Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Boy. Louis G up in here. Louis G, survey says.
Survey says.
Survey says what, Louis G?
People are having more sex during the holidays.
Oh, let's go.
Okay. Yeah, hello. Somebody in the car is like, yep, that's me right there, man. And for me, I got to get this started, dog.
Have the holidays started yet? Because I haven't seen nothing yet.
Same here, dog.
The holiday season started.
Someone send Myra the memo, please, dog.
Okay, please. Yeah.
And they're saying because of several reasons. One of the main reasons is people go on vacations. They travel out of town. They're in a different area. Majority of people are out visiting their family and friends. If they're single, then, you know, just hit that little app right there. Start swiping right. Who's in the area?
Okay. I was about to say, I love smashing on vacation.
Yeah,
when you get away. But yeah, you're talking about a whole different thing with apps and everything.
Another thing is the holiday parties, the festivities that go around, especially around work. You got that Christmas party. You got the Friendsgiving during Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. New Year's right there. That party right there. It's definitely a hookup time.
You talking about singles, huh? In his mind, this dude is still single. He's not talking about, man, Myra and I get away more. I'm at home a little bit more. We get some time off.
I guarantee you there's a stat that says there's a lot of cheating during the holidays, too.
I bet
you there is.
Yep. That's so many different people to take care of, too.
Right?
Yeah, no?
The other reason is because it's just cuffing season.
Yeah.
And they're saying that, you know, just because of that. And then the nostalgia of the whole winter thing. Like, people...
You went out on a limb saying that one, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I can tell you were scared to say that.
Nostalgia. Yeah. Just because it's the holidays. You feel like you need someone next to you. Mm-hmm. You see that stupid...
You start making them bad decisions.
Yeah.
Like, man, let me just check back in with her.
Yeah, man, I was doing the Louie and...
Hey, big head.
I was doing this Louie at the bar, and I was asking for advice, like dating advice during the holidays. And she was like, well, it's just like this one movie. And she was basing this whole thing off of a movie that she saw, like, on Lifetime.
Really?
And I was like, really? Like,
better get away from her. She watched
Hell
Lifetime,
yeah,
too.
Man.
Hell no, nah,
but
bro.
Do you guys think sex increases during the holidays?
I could definitely say so.
Yeah, right?
I could definitely say so.
Yeah.
Hopefully it increases for me. I hate surveys that I want to be a part of, but I'm like, nah, that doesn't happen. Yeah, so we shall see. All righty, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. I know you couldn't live the day without it. That's Louis G. Y'all stick around your radios. Big Boys Neighborhood.
This is Big Boys Neighborhood on demand.
Big Boys Neighborhood. Ani is up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing in case you missed it. Who we got?
Bryson Tiller.
Bryson Tiller. Hello.
Big hit song with Diddy, Gotta Move On, has hit number one on the R&B
chart. Congratulations. Go ahead now. Oh, no. Keep on my love. I'm guessing.
guess, and I gotta move on.
You know what I love about that, man? It was like a kind of a slow climb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they've been pushing that record for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So congratulations Woo! To Diddy and Bryson Tiller.
After we had Bryson Tiller in the neighborhood, I can't hear this song the same way just because I heard how it happened and what it's about. Yeah. But he told us that it got leaked.
My little brother leaked it. On accident.
Uh-oh.
He was sending it to the wrong people, button. And then somebody else uploaded it all. However, it got to the internet, but it got to the internet. Diddy heard it, invited me to Malibu, and was like, no, I saw it on his dry eraser board, and I was
when
like,
you walked in?
Yeah, I was like, is that my song? I was like, nah, there's no way. And then he started telling me the story. He was like, man, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then he was like, yo, can I? And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Take hey, man, song. Them blah, blah, blahs. He said a lot.
He did. He said
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, people that know, they know the blah, blah, blah. Like, for real, not the blah, blah, blah. That. But, you know, yeah. So he broke it down to you what that song would mean for him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Your brother, that's like the mistake that turns out good, though, right?
It is. We FaceTimed him, man. Yeah. FaceTimed him right then and there. He was like, and Diddy talked to him. It was a dope experience.
Really, though. Hey, yeah. Man, were you mad when it first leaked?
Oh, yeah, I was I hate when that happens. And I don't send my music to nobody. So I was just like, little brother, like, yeah. Why would you do this to me, bro?
What were you holding on to it for? Was it a song that you was like, man, I'm holding on to this, or this is the next one, or?
I was drunk when I made it, and it was the first time I drank. I was trying to get over something. Remember, I told you I went through a breakup. I was like, I'm trying to move on.
Oh!
So I got drunk because I had this issue with my confidence, and I was like, man, I don't know what to say. So, you know, they say alcohol is like liquid courage.
Yeah.
So I was like, I need to be courageous and just say whatever's on my mind. And I drank Henny.
Hey, man, that is a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that is a great story, man. And Bryson, if you know Bryson, he's a little shy and timid and held back. And just to hear him speaking more.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, a good guy. And congratulations to them as well,
Woo!
Man. Number one song, man. And also to King Combs, Diddy's son, man.
Woo!
Father and son, first time, man, number one.
So
number
cool.
one on the chart. So congratulations
Can't
to
stop.
You. You can find that entire interview for In Case You Missed It with Bryson Tiller at RadioBigBoy.com. It's right there for our YouTube channel, which is Big Boy TV. And as you're watching, click that subscribe button as well. All righty. Y'all continue to hang out with us. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood on demand. Full show episodes posted daily. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Big Boy TV. For more, check out RadioBigBoy.com.
Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, Boy. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dog?
Hey, man. Amazon founder, billionaire Jeff Bezos, straight up hypocrite, dog.
Yeah,
straight up hypocrite, man. He was doing an interview with CNN. And he mentioned, you know, they were talking about how bad the economy is and can you give some advice? And this is what he said. He said, it doesn't look good right now. Things are slowing down. You're seeing layoffs in many sectors of the economy. And that means you might want to tighten up your budget. If you're an individual considering purchasing a big screen TV, you might want to wait. Hold on to your money and see what transpires. The same is true with automobiles, refrigerators, or whatever else. Just remove the risk from the equation.
Yeah, man.
Don't buy that big TV.
Hey,
Don't
man,
get that
he was
new
doing
car.
One of those. And just, you know, at that time, he's like, wait for my Black Friday sale. Then buy it. My Amazon. You
my
know?
God, bro.
Wait till Cyber Monday.
Yes.
Something like that. Please, spend with me.
Exactly. If you're not going to buy it.
Yeah, man.
No, just consider buying it on this site over
yeah,
here.
Amazon.com, you know
bro.
Yeah, we have great things
Every
over here.
Every single... Us even just saying those words right now is probably going to produce some pop-up ads on our laptop
hey, man,
right now.
That's one of those things where it's like, that's like the cigarette box. When they say, hey, you know, this is hazardous for your health.
Yeah.
He gave you the warning, but he ain't tripping off of it.
He's not tripping
you know
off
what I'm
of
saying?
It whatsoever.
He's like,
ah,
oh, man, yeah, I warned you guys. Yeah. You know, you don't have the money, but you're going to buy the big screen anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
But you could buy a small screen on
right.
my website.
But why
right
would
now?
You want the small screen?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
When the big screen is only $12 more.
That's one know? Of those things, man. I'm really curious on what, like, you know, I heard rumors that he's going to spend all his money on charities and stuff like that. But I don't know if he's really going to do that. He's already right. considering buying
he's
an
very
NFL
charitable,
team.
Though. He's
yeah,
very
oh, for
charitable,
sure.
man. You can't take that away from him.
He just gave somebody like just $100 million.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, what
he
the
gave
hell?
Dolly Parton. Wow. He, does, yeah, he gave her $100 million to spend how she won on her charity.
That is crazy.
Wow. Yeah, man.
How do you pick, like, you know what I mean? You probably got a list of people, like, who should I give $100 million to?
I know,
to?
Man.
How
and
do
he
you
does
go
it. He's very
list.
Charitable, you know, and he got it.
Yeah, hell yeah,
he definitely
does.
Got it, man, so.
I also read that he's sending his girlfriend to space next year, and I think he wins the boyfriend award, you guys.
Really?
They're not married
yeah.
yet?
It's too early to send your queen to space.
He's trying to send her away.
Yeah, man, no. you know what I'm saying?
So, get out of here.
That's going to be the one way getting locked up there.
No, that's
And that's
cool.
Laura Sanchez, right?
Yeah.
She's,
yeah.
Man, she used to do our show a lot, man. She's so nice.
Oh, yeah, you guys had a great relationship with her.
Yeah, man, I wish she would send me, like, a Bentley. or I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, send me something.
Yeah, just a little something. Yeah, something.
I want to check in with her. Yeah. Just see how an old friend is doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? See how an old friend is doing. Believe that. Y'all stick around. Your radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out another full show episode podcast of Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy Neighborhood, Natalia's up in here. Natalia, what we got?
We got people lying, big.
Oh, man.
Liar.
No, man.
So this survey came out, and it was the 8 lies that fast food workers most commonly tell customers. Because, you know, sometimes you'll roll up, you want to order something. Will happen, and there's something they say a lot of the times that just doesn't sit well with you. These are lies that they are telling us. Number one is, the ice cream machine is broken.
Oh.
I knew it,
man.
Right?
That is like commonplace. Where,
yes.
Man, like, oh, that's bad.
That one is a meme in itself. Like, people talk about all the time, this one certain place.
Is ice cream machine broken?
Always broken. All right, the second lie that fast food workers tell people is that they don't have a particular item right now. No, that means you're hiding the item and you want it for yourself and you don't want it to sell out.
Because
that is the lie that I used to tell at Starbucks when I worked there.
No more pies. No more pies.
No more pies. Yep. The next lie is, I'm new here. Sorry.
Right.
They're not new.
Like, dude, didn't I see you here?
Yeah.
Like, well, it's been about 7 months, right?
You got to be careful with that lie.
Hey, it's been 7 years for us and we're still new. You know what I'm saying?
For real. That's true.
There it is.
The next one is, of course that's fresh.
Oh, hell no.
It ain't fresh. Ain't fresh.
When was this made? Today? Fingers crossed. Yeah.
The next one is, and this one kind of I feel really bad for. I would never do this one, but it's, yes, we'll cook that veggie patty separately.
Yeah, you know that's not happening.
Yeah, that sucks for a lot of people who are like vegetarians.
Hey, dude, I was at this one place, man, and the lady got upset that they cooked her patty on the same grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she also was upset about them using the same, like, spatula and tongs.
Spatula,
yeah. Yeah, man. So, yeah, they probably do the whole, oh, no, it's on a separate grill.
Yeah. This one is, we're not serving breakfast right now. Liar!
Right.
You are. You just don't want to make it. Next one is, sorry.
The worst is when you're a minute late for breakfast.
Yeah.
Man.
Give me that minute. Come on.
You guys still selling breakfast? No, the lunch menu is up.
The next one is, sorry, we're short-staffed right now.
Right.
You're not short-staffed. You're not short-staffed.
Yeah,
you're
damn, just I've slow. Heard a lot of those.
You're just really, really slow. And the last one is,
I remember when I was bigger, they used to be like, oh, my God, you're here again?
Right. We love having you here. Was
Oh, my God, look who's here again.
Wow. And the last most common lie that fast food workers tell their customers is, my mistake. They know it's not their mistake. You probably messed up, but they're just lying to make you feel better.
All righty. 8 lies from workers. For those out there, man, what's the lie you tell at work?
Oh.
I know which one I tell. And I mean, it's not a lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of like when y'all do a segment, I say, man, that was good.
Yeah,
when I say, man, that was good. You know, that's usually the lie I tell at work. Knock that out. Wow.
Out the park.
Woo, man.
Here we go.
So y'all hit us up, man. What's the lie you tell at work? Hit us up. What'd you say?
It's a nice hair, Ronnie.
Oh.
I ain't leaving this neighborhood.
Hey, it's your partner Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Big Boy.
Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us. Roddy Rich, you recently just celebrated another birthday.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with this?
No, I don't.
All right. What did you do for, is it 24th?
Yeah.
What did you do for your 24th birthday?
I went to Miami. I had the Western there. I had Mustard. He pulled up. Todd pulled up.
Oh, okay.
Goodbye.
Roddy, I would have just said, man, I did nothing. You had another party that you didn't invite us to.
Oh my God.
No,
you got to blame the captain because they ain't let everybody on the boat.
Why am I never invited to your parties, man? Is it because the way I look? Because
kept it low, you know what I'm saying?
Said who else was there? Ty?
Ty Mustard.
All right, so he's featured on the album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Out of two
Mustard
features,
too.
He can be there. And Mustard's on there.
Yeah.
So really, you just kind of using them because you only work with them.
Nah.
There's nothing personal. You just use those dudes for favors.
Come
and
on,
you know, when you need.
These my guys.
But
we
I'm
celebrate
not,
together.
So you saying I'm so
big.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy. Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Hey, twin. That's my twin. GLE. Matching bins. And my tent. 5%. Go around. Pay your rent.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, we were asking, what's the lie you tell at work? Let's bring Tisha into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Tisha. Tisha, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Tisha. Tisha, what's the lie you tell at work?
work at urgent care, we tell the patients that they're going to be seen within 2 hours when it's really 6. It says 2 is a round number, and it sounds good, but we know it's not going to be that short.
Man, 2 hours already sound long.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Good numbers. 2 is a couple, but it's really going to be 6. And they just stand there and they look at us. 4 hours go past and they keep coming up, but it's really 6.
Why do y'all tell them 2 hours?
Because they always ask, well, how long is the wait? Oh, 2 hours.
And what do y'all think, that they're going to leave after 2 hours? Or because I would think by hour 4, I would be upset with you.
Yeah, they come back, and we just say things change, and it goes off of, you know, of severity.
Right. Damn. So who would sit for, like, 5-6 hours? Like, what kind of sickness or what kind of emergency or urgent care?
People urgent cares, it's splinters. They come in there for splinters and UTIs. Nothing's wrong with them, so they can wait.
Right. Okay, so urinary tract infection and splinters in their fingers. She was like, nothing wrong with them. They can wait.
What about broken arms or broken legs? Like, is
severity,
that...
she was saying, they take that list. So let's just say that Louis came in, right? Looking the way that he looks. How long would he have to wait? Just if he came in, just picture Louis' face. Like, would y'all see him right away for an emergency?
Well, yes, because he looks bad. So we're going to put him on severity.
Okay, there it is. Wow. Okay, yeah. But no, you right there.
Front of the line.
You're right
bro.
To the front, man. Hey, well. So that's severity.
Next time you guys want to go, take me with you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. This is my wing, man. Believe that. What's the lie you tell at work? Y'all hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty, now, phone tap on the 10 time, ladies and gentlemen. This one right here, just in time for Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving dinner. This is Luther calls a man to see when he can deliver a Thanksgiving dinner. Too much. Let's go to get into your phone tap on the 10s right here, Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boy.
Hello,
man. Speak to please. This is Luther Lufay from Beyonce's Catering. I was calling to give you a setup time for your Thanksgiving dinner that's going to be delivered.
But we didn't order anything, sir.
There's nothing I could do as far as canceling out your order. But
I'm going out for dinner.
Should I just have them drop it off at North Oreo?
Don't bring it here at all. I don't want it.
Hello.
I have a delivery address for North Oreo Avenue.
We did not order it.
Why is he?
Just a minute. When was the date that was ordered?
That's what I'm saying. I'm pulling up your invoice right now as far as your order date.
Well, it's not ours, I'll tell you.
Stop arguing. I have here on November 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's the 2 15-pound turkeys, 2 pans of dressing.
No.
2 pans of stuffing.
I didn't order anything, but if you want to read it off, you can do what you want to.
Well, be quiet. 6 pounds of potato salad, 48 circular slices of cranberry sauce, 7 pies, cakes and pies, and that comes up to $678.31.
We're not accepting anything.
Ma'am, are you going to eat Thanksgiving dinner or not?
No, I'm not going to eat Thanksgiving dinner. We did not order this.
Yes, you did.
You have to prove that.
I'm proving it right now. You did. I have the order right here.
Somebody else put that order in.
And it has your name on it, and it has your phone number. Tell him to be quiet in the background and stop arguing with me. I'm just trying to feed your family.
No, it's not coming here because we're not going to be here.
Well, I'll have him leave it on your porch.
This is harassment. What is your catering service?
It's called Beyonce's.
Find out where he's from.
Look.
Yes. Look, I'm your father. You're not scaring nobody.
If you continue to call here, I'm going to call the police.
For what?
I'm not paying for this.
You?
I didn't order it, and I'm telling you, I don't care what you say.
And are you? Who's the vegetarian?
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Let's get right back into it. What's the lie you tell at work? We're going to bring Amy into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Amy. All righty. Amy, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Amy, what's that lie? What's the lie you tell at work?
I tell some of them I like them, my coworkers.
Oh, yeah, you too. I mean, that's crazy.
She's whispering.
Yeah, yeah. Are you at work right now?
No, actually, I just pulled into the parking lot.
Okay. Yeah, she's probably thinking, like, man, they got microphones all over this place. So,
you know what? In all reality, I tell them straight out, I'm not Willy Wonka. I'm not sugarcoating-ish.
Right.
So I'll tell you straight out, I don't like you.
Right, right. But no? You said that the lie that you do tell is that you tell him that I like you.
Yeah, well, like...
To some of them.
So my boss...
Okay, okay.
Yeah, my boss, I went in there and I told her, I don't like you, you don't like me, you don't talk to me, I don't talk to you.
All right, but some
and
of the...
And we did that for almost 2 years.
Man, I remember when Natalia came in and told me that.
I did not stop that.
Yeah, you did. So, but there are coworkers that you don't like?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
What kind of work do y'all do over there? Yeah. How many in the office or whatever?
We work with adults with intellectual disabilities on a daily basis.
Damn, I heard and that. I thought everybody would get along in that type of work.
No. You guys are
that's a beautiful thing.
You guys are drama queens.
Yeah, and I guess it's just like any.
I love my job.
I guess it's just like any other thing, you know, any other job. Yeah. It's beautiful work that you're doing. You just don't like some of the coworkers.
Exactly. I would not change my job for anything. But yeah, it's some of the coworkers that come up in here and.
Right. If you were to get one coworker that you can get out the building right now, who would it be?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be honest, and I can't say because they probably got the station on in there right now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Hey, man. Yeah, keep it real. And that's why we say, what's the lie you tell at work? Watch you going to go in. Now, let me ask you this, Amy. Is Amy your real name?
Yes, it is.
And you're about to walk into work. So any Amy that walk into work that work at a facility like that, I'll be like, oh, that's her. As soon as you walk in, I'll be like, yeah, we heard you in the neighborhood, girl. You should have just told us to our face. All righty. Hit us up. What's the lie you tell at work? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood on demand.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, we're asking, what's the lie you tell at work? We're going to bring George into the neighborhood, see what's going down with George. George, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, George. George, what's the lie you tell at work?
So when I used to work at a Taco Bell, we had customers order food, and then at the window, they'll complain like, oh, for example, like no tomatoes. So we would take the food in the back, we would take out the tomatoes, and then we'll add like more cheese or more lettuce, and we'll just like give it back to them.
Oh, man. So as opposed to them thinking that you tossing it away, you just putting more cheese and lettuce on there so they don't see any of the tomato.
Yeah, well, sometimes they'll order it, and then they'll just be at the window, be like, hey, well, why don't you order it in the front of the window, man? So we'll just, you know.
So you see him
back to them, be like.
When they pull up sometimes to that first or second window, or when they're like, oh, for the tacos that I ordered, no tomatoes, you're like, oh, come on, man. You know,
yeah, exactly. I mean, we got a timer, so, you know, some people that work, you know, in those places, you know, we got a time, you know, so we got to give that food back, and, you know, we gotta make sure we look good. Otherwise, if the time goes wrong, man, we in trouble.
Yeah, I hear you.
Is that why the new way is to tell people to pull up front now?
Yeah, I think that's probably why.
To extend more time?
People in the parking lot, yeah.
Right. How you just waiting like number one or two, or you just wait over there?
Yeah, I'm like,
oh, pull forward, and then they come out sometimes and bring it to you?
Yeah.
Not that I go to any fast food places. I saw that on a documentary. Hey, man, so you used to work at Taco Bell, right?
Yeah.
And you don't work there anymore, George?
Nah, I don't anymore.
Hey, man,
no.
A lot of people say that Taco Bell gives you the runs. Being the person that worked at Taco Bell, do you feel like Taco Bell give you the runs or does it get like a bad rap?
That's a good question, man.
I mean, all right. Honestly, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And let me ask you this.
It's free food, but I mean.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you this. Now, they also say that the Taco Bell meat, that it comes in like a big bag and y'all pour it into the, like a warmer. First it's heated up, then y'all throw it into like a pan or something.
I mean, it's still good, right?
Right.
Oh, I love it, bro.
But does it come in a plastic bag?
I mean,
hey man, you can tell me. I'm the same person that dropped the chimichanga in the dirt and I ate it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Chimichanga.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, you know how they say that 35-second rule?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No shame, bro.
Hey man, you never threw anything in the trash and went back and got it?
No.
Okay. All
right. What?
Just you?
Nah, man. Y'all don't watch documentaries. All righty. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood on demand.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Natalia's up in here, and it's about that time for...
Celebrity scandal.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's scandalous.
All righty. Celebrity scandal. What we got?
All right, Big. You know me. I love reality TV. And one of the shows that I did used to watch this show because it's been on for a long time is Chrisley Knows Best. Yeah. And this is, you know, Todd Chrisley, Julie Chrisley. And if you know this show, you know Todd Chrisley is a little different character.
I'm tired. I'm aching all over. I feel like I'm dying.
You're not dying. You are a hypochondriac. You're going to give yourself a heart attack with all this stress.
You think that that could happen?
Little stick. This is not a medicine. It's not a medicine. It burns.
What's up? He's getting an IV. He's got the flu. There's nothing wrong with him.
All right.
He's a little dramatic.
Man, and if you don't know him by name, you definitely seen him.
You've seen him.
The couple.
Yes. Yeah. And they are in some massive trouble, Big. They got convicted on basically defrauding banks out of more than $30 million in fraudulent loans. Then they also were found guilty on several tax crimes, including attempting to defraud the IRS.
Damn.
Now, Todd, the father, 12 years in prison.
Yeah, man.
The wife, 7 years
and that's
in prison.
Federal.
Federal, right?
Yeah, man.
But this is the most messiest part of this whole thing. They got turned in by Todd's ex-lover.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so this guy says that him and Todd had been working together since like 2005, and he was like helping him with the books and stuff like that. They had a year affair, both of them married to women, and then they had an alleged affair, right? Then they end the relationship, and then things go south, and then you know what he does next? He turns them into the FBI after they had this huge fight.
Wow.
Like, imagine this.
12 years.
12 years.
Hey, man, there's so much to just find out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't know if she didn't know or she didn't have no idea, but did the other guy's wife know? Like,
she didn't know. She found out about the affair. She's sticking by her man as well, but he's not going to prison. Todd's going to prison. But
right.
Yeah, his wife found out, like, oh, wait, you had an affair with another man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty. So we want y'all to hit us up, man. I thought I knew my mate until. Ooh. I thought I knew my mate until. I love how everybody go, ooh, like we didn't have a meeting over this. You know what I'm saying?
I want to hear these stories, though. Ooh. I need to hear them.
What, Big? I can't believe this. I thought I knew my mate until. Y'all hit us up, 866-246-8923, Big Boy Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood on Demand.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. All righty now, Nathalie was talking about the reality show, people. What's the Chrisleys?
The Chrisleys, yeah. Chrisley
yeah, man.
Best.
Like, one of them got 12 years, the wife got 7 years, but also came out that he was having an affair with, like, a business partner, another guy. All righty, so we were just asking you. I thought I knew my mate until. All right, let's bring Jesse into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Jesse. Jesse, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Jesse. Jesse, I thought I knew my mate until.
I thought I knew my wife, my ex-wife, until I looked in her inbox on Facebook one time and she was talking to her ex. Oh. That's not the end of it, though.
Oh, damn. All righty. Well, you did a long pause, bro.
Oh, yeah. I did that for a dramatic
effect.
Hey,
and we so did anyway. That. You know what I'm saying? And we did that. All righty. So what happens after you go into the inbox?
So I go into the inbox. We have a conversation about it. We have a discussion. Okay, let's work things out. You're talking to your ex. So it was a bit of a heated discussion, but it was a discussion at that, and we said we'll work it out. So I went to work that night. I was working third shift. And I came back home, and she was gone. Uh-oh. And everything that she owned was gone.
Oh, hell no. So it was one of those conversations where he was probably like, you know, just get out of there. Like, man, how long were y'all together, Jesse?
Like leave him alone. I knew her for 25 years. We dated for a few years, and we got married, like, after maybe, like, 6 months of dating because I knew her. Basically, we grew up in church together, so that was the crazy thing about it, yeah.
Dang, man. And how long were y'all married, Jesse?
We got married April 28th, 2009. We got divorced. This happened June 3rd, 2009. We didn't get divorced until September of 2010 because I couldn't find her for a whole year.
Hey, man, that's what I was going to ask you. Hey, so when she packed up everything and left, I was going to ask you, what was that next conversation? So she didn't even reach back out to you?
Oh, no. I didn't hear from her at all. So I went and filed a divorce on my own and said that she abandoned the marriage. And I didn't hear from her until I got an inbox from her after the divorce was final and asked me, why did I divorce her?
Oh, wow, man. Man, come on now. Yeah, where was she at? Yeah. And did you know the guy that she was cheating with?
I knew the guy because that was her ex. Like, they were they were friends or whatever before. So I knew, I've known of him, like, basically all my life. She was in Tennessee with her grandmother. She ended up pregnant and had a baby by somebody else that was not even her ex.
Oh Lord have mercy. Man, back in traffic, bro. Oh, wow. All righty now. I thought I knew my mate until. Hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
I ain't leaving this neighborhood. Big
Boy. Hey, it's your partner, Big Boy, from Big Boys Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio.
Hello
there, Sharice. Who doesn't put in the work?
My baby daddy.
Explain, Sharice.
And none of my baby daddies put the work in.
Hold on, honey. Some people collect stamps. How many baby daddies do you have?
I have three.
Okay. All righty. Well, you want four? Give me an address. Hello. All righty. So all three of them, none of them put the work in.
None of them.
I heard that.
Names, none of them.
When you say none of them put the work in, explain that to me, Sharice.
Yeah, they don't do anything. They don't buy nothing. They don't see them. They don't do nothing. They don't call. They don't do nothing. Yeah. They just lazy.
And how old are they?
I have an 8-year-old and then I have a 4-month-old.
Yeah, you definitely need the help.
Right.
And you know, they usually say like three's a charm, but I guess we got to go with four's like a bracelet or something, right? Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Nathalia's up in here. DaBaby is in the neighborhood news, Nathalia.
Yeah, he's been doing these freestyles that I really, really enjoy, Big. Last time he did it over Lotto's Big Energy. This time, though, it is over a Lauryn Hill classic.
I like what you do, but it ain't for me. I prefer the simple women. Oh, she got it from you, I got it for free. I was probably hitting a different. Yeah, you got to be careful. Most of the women, they want the same thing. Want to take selfies in the Maybach, want to ride around, drink champagne. Yeah, one thing about it, won't let her play me like no damn lame. Yeah, I turn her aside, treat her like new snatch a damn chain. All the solid worldwide, about to be tapped back to my campaign. And girl, you know you got to watch. Nigga, don't be knowing. Tricks paying for be over with. I'ma drop a mixtape and make the world stop like COVID did. Amex the credit cards and the hundreds blue like Hova Kid. Yeah, my woman on D with G.
He killed
like
that. Hill.
Not the kind who lived beyond her means. Came
he killed that,
so
man.
So good, right?
Oh my God, he killed
I
that.
I love it. And you know, like, I think he's really trying to show a lot of people, like, his versatility with these freestyles. Man. And the other day, he did actually talk about, like, who he really does feel like he's on par with.
Okay, you can put this beat on and I go Eminem level on it. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, you gotta go get one of them. You gotta go get Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole. It ain't too many more. I don't want to disrespect nobody, but boy, raise your hand. I'm like that for real. I don't gotta talk about nobody else's story.
Man, nah, he a beast.
He is. He's he a really beast, is. Man. Yeah. And it is, you know, like I am gonna say it. It is a little unfortunate sometimes that when the personal life really gets in the way of your career. And I feel like he's kind of feeling that just a little bit with things you see. But you know what? He's going to believe in himself and he is dropping these freestyles. I really, really like them. I hope he continues them, especially like just picking the certain beats that he's picking.
Yeah, man. Lauryn Hill. And that dude goes.
He goes.
Yeah, man.
So good.
Shout out to DaBaby.
DaBaby.
Y'all do stick around y'all radios. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're inside Big Boy's Neighborhood. Full show episode podcast.
Big Boy Neighborhood, Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. What you got?
I got this tweet that made so many ladies mad on Twitter, Big. Uh-oh. But it said, these are the top 8 women who will most likely cheat on you.
Ahead,
and it has to do with professions and just like certain tattoos you have. But the number one they have on here is nurses.
Really?
Yeah, they're
My
saying
friend
nurse.
Felicia just hit me. She's a nurse.
Aw.
Yeah.
Do you think this is true about nurses?
Not about her. Okay. Yeah, about nurses in general? I don't know.
Big, I want to say no, but then also have friends who are in med school, and they are some of the freakiest and wildest.
Bring them
like,
down here.
But they're freaks.
Where they at? You know what I'm saying?
Number two,
be like sexy nurse costume. Be like, no, I wore this to work.
Basically.
I heard that. All right, number two.
Number two is women who have thigh tattoos.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why they say that, but they say women with thigh tattoos are the ones that will cheat the most.
Especially when they have the ones like, they had an arrow that said goodies here. And they have the arrow pointing up. Yeah, my goodies. Yes, my goodies.
My goodies. Number Number three, Big, I'm really upset with this because I have it.
On-air personality.
No.
Female, what?
No, long nails.
Really?
They say women with long nails apparently cheat the most.
Really?
Let's see, look at mine. No, yep. Long nails.
She
don't
got little
cheat.
Nails.
Oh,
there it
little
is.
Nails.
There it is.
Number four is gym chicks. Girls right. Who go to the gym because they're like, oh, yeah, look at me. I'm so sexy. I could have
So what
anyone.
Happens if you're a nurse with a tattoo on your thigh and you go to the gym?
Ooh.
And you got long nails. That's even worse.
Go ahead. You're getting
now.
It on.
Yeah, you are.
Number five. Yeah. Oh, this can't be true. But sushi lovers.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why sushi lovers are apparently like, oh,
who
you're going on a
this?
Date? Yeah,
someone's
someone on Twitter did this.
Be like, has... oh, I'm going to sushi. Like, oh, are you really going to sushi?
You're cheating on
with
me.
With who? All right.
Number...
Like, man, all she do is eat sushi.
This is going to affect a lot of people.
Okay.
Number six. Yeah, right? But this one says iPhone users.
Really? Oh, man.
iPhone users.
This is a very broad stroke. And what's the next one? People that blink?
Yeah,
right?
No. It's another tattoo.
Girls with a pulse?
No, it's a rose tattoo.
A rose tattoo.
Yeah, so like if you have a rose anywhere on your body, you're most likely a cheater.
What do you have a picture of Axl Rose, the lead singer of Guns N' Roses? What? Is that even worse?
I don't know.
I just want to work his name in.
It could be.
Yeah.
And
then what if we always had like a special keyword that you had to listen out for and we just brought it up? Jason's like, oh, that's genius, but we don't have nothing today, so stop talking about it.
That is genius.
You know? Do I have somebody call up and say, I heard Axl Rose?
Oh, my God.
Did I win?
Big, the last one, this goes to Natalia, but women with dyed hair.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's all. That's a lot of women, too.
That's every woman.
Yeah.
Man, and it's even worse because you got multiple colors of dyed hair. My little calico cat over here.
Calico
you know what I'm saying? They just like, what does the suspect look like? Like, oh, she's like 5'1". What was her hair? It was orange. Blonde, brown, red.
What does your license say?
Yeah. Yeah, what does your license say?
It says brown.
Question marks? Oh, okay. Just wondering. All righty. Y'all stick around. What does your license say for your height? Y'all stick around. Y'all radio's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood on demand.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Dog. Mexico. 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 The World Cup is here.
Hello. I would have hit the applause, but it's on the same button, so sorry about that. Go ahead
Mexico
now.
National Anthem, bro. We finally played Poland. It was exciting to watch. I was watching it while we were on air here.
Yeah, man.
I was on Instagram.
You had no faith in that penalty kick.
Yeah. Oh, man. Come on, Mexico. I just hate when that happens, man. Penalty kicks, they suck so bad. But it was amazing just watching it. Just being on Instagram and seeing everybody at bars, at restaurants, mm-hmm. raging.
You're like, why are we at work?
Viewing parties everywhere. Drinking at 8 a.m. already. Mm-hmm. People got mariachis. They got bandas at the
yeah,
spots.
Man.
I love it, dog.
Definitely an early morning turn up.
Hell yeah. I love this time of year, man. One of the biggest things when Mexico did play Poland was the Memo Ochoa block penalty kick.
Go ahead now.
And we heard this, and people went nuts afterwards.
Lewy! Lewandowski! Memo! Memo Ochoa! La pelota está viva! Va el central! Ahora le digo algo. No sé si vuelven atrás, eh. Tenía un pie sobre la línea Ochoa.
Ya veremos.
Yeah, Memo. Man. The hey, reactions, man.
And right now, you can't talk to my brother-in-law during the Mexico
yeah.
soccer game.
Hell no.
He put on a jersey, and he doesn't sit down. He stands in front of the TV, and he moves around
goalie.
Like he's playing like, yeah, like he's the goalie.
I love it.
Like he, and I'm like, man, go. And I'm like, oh, I ain't going to say nothing.
It's real, yeah. bro. It's just so fun just watching the reactions. I know Ani was talking about how she saw the reaction of the Poland fans watching this penalty kick and
nice.
How crushed they were when
they definitely not doing the same kind of radio out there.
No, not at all,
man,
dog.
Nah, man.
I just hate the fact that you can end in draws. That's the one thing
right.
that annoys me.
Right, yeah, because what was the score?
It was 0-0.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow. So when it ends in draws, you're just like, yeah, whatever. But, you know, they get 1 point each. If you win, you win 3 points. So it's the top two teams. Eventually, you're going to advance to, like, a winner-go-home rounds. It's, like, round of 16. But hopefully Mexico advances, bro, because it is fun.
Did you ever play
people.
Soccer, Lou?
Not at all.
Really, though. See, I played in elementary.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. That's a lot of running, too, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be a little chubby kid.
The last time I played.
I remember one time, dude, I got kicked in my shin because I didn't have a shin guards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
yeah
not
that pretty much ended my soccer career.
Yeah. The last time I played soccer was in elementary also, and I remember pushing a kid down, and he ended up breaking his arm, and
you're done,
had
huh?
to go home, dog.
You're like, man, I'm going to the bar.
Yeah, bro. This is
I'll
for
be
me.
A spectator. Y'all stick around your radios. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy on Demand.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing, Kevin Gates. What's going on?
Big, he was trending on Twitter because there's this video of him. He's just kind of on set. They're filming a video, and he's telling his friends that he's going to stop rapping because
because his 19-year-old daughter told him the sexual stuff that she does.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, as a dad, you don't want to hear any of that stuff coming from your kids. Like, I never want my dad to ever even hear about me kissing.
Your dad have a rap album?
No, no, but, even kissing, I don't want him to know that.
As a daughter, I would never tell my dad that.
Ugh. Yeah, man, yeah.
That's so gross. But, babe, one of the times that we did have Kevin Gates in the neighborhood, we were just talking to him about his family and fatherhood and how it changed him.
Fatherhood didn't change me. The transition was made once I made the decision. Because a lot of times when you're in the streets, you can have an institutionalized way of thinking. Like, you'd be like, he's so cold-hearted. It's not that we cold-hearted, but we know it's only a matter of time before we go back to jail. So I can't even love my children like I want to. You the first person I'd have told this to.
Even that's now?
I've overcame that. It took a lot of fighting with myself when I first had my daughter. It wasn't that I was afraid of responsibility of the child. I was afraid of being a letdown to them. Mm. So I couldn't love her like I wanted to because I felt like I'd go back to jail anytime and I don't want to be in jail. It's a weakness in jail. You miss your family. Right. You crying. What's wrong with you?
Hey, man, when he comes to the neighborhood, he has a lot to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And it's crazy because even when you look back and you see, like, the interviews and everything on social media, you know, at RadioBigBoy.com, subscribe, Big Boy TV. But you'll see those things, man, and you look at the numbers and how long some of the interviews could be up and how people continue to go back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, even on social media, I'll see something today that could be from an interview from like 6 years ago.
That's so cool.
Yeah, man.
And Big, this piece that we played right here on our YouTube channel, when you go to the Kevin Gates interview, it's the most viewed part of the interview just because people gravitate towards it so much. It's so real.
Yeah, man. Well, hell, I'm going to continue to promote it. I didn't know that. And you saying somewhere?
On YouTube, BigBoyTV.com.
Really? Oh, man. You can subscribe. It's always good.
Yeah,
but
do
all
it.
Jokes aside, man, he's a good dude to have in the neighborhood, man. And I love his energy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
too.
Saying? Yeah. And one thing I enjoy about Kevin Gates as well, when he speak to you, he look right into your face.
Bro, that is so crazy. You see the video, how he's looking at you.
Yeah,
it's like,
man.
Crazy cool.
I love it, man. And as we're speaking about these interviews as well, you can always catch our interviews, especially the one with Kevin Gates at RadioBigBoy.com. It's right there for Big Boy TV, our YouTube channel. As you're watching, click subscribe as well. Y'all continue to hang out with us, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're inside Big Boy's Neighborhood. Full show episode podcast.
Big Boy Neighborhood. Natalia is up in here. Natalia, what we got?
All right, I want all of you to do me a quick favor. I want you to quickly think about a secret that you have, something that maybe we don't know or other people in your life don't know. Now, think about that secret.
Right.
And imagine that secret gets exposed at your wedding.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
By your new husband.
For one, that'd be the secret if I had a new husband. Yeah. That'd be one of them.
That's true. Okay, your new partner. Yeah.
Okay.
Your new partner.
Gotcha.
That's exactly what happened to this bride, Big, and this video is going viral. It's a really great wedding video, and it is of the husband giving his speech at the wedding, and he starts telling a story about like how him and his wife met and what everyone kind of already knew.
I do feel that Katie and I actually need to be a little bit more honest with you both. Today, during the ceremony, David the celebrant mentioned that we met for the first time at the cricket club, got chatting, and shared a kiss later that night. Whilst that is true, we left out a few bits along the way. And I feel that I really need to fill in the blanks for you right now.
Uh-oh.
So then he goes and starts retelling the story, right? And it's really great with the video because they're just going back and forth between the groom and people at the wedding, the bride, and you can tell she's like, what are you about to say? What are you about to say? And this is where the story gets juicy.
Went outside to get us a couple of drinks, being a gentleman that I am. Went to the bar, bought the drinks, went back outside to give her the drinks, only to find her snogging another guy.
Wait, she was... What's snogging today?
Snogging is kissing
another guy?
Kissing another
guy. She was kissing another guy.
So they had met, and they were talking, and they shared a quick kiss. He says that he was really nervous that night because, you know, he was just kind of out of practice of, like, dating and talking to girls and stuff. And so when he went to go get drinks, he came back. She was already kissing another guy.
Damn, man.
That first night.
That's your introduction?
That is your introduction. And then he said years later, he kind of realized that was something that she just, like, had done, I guess, when she was, like, a single girl. She liked to kiss a lot of dudes.
Man, you got to keep her in traffic, bro. Hey, man, anything go down a year, two, five from now, he going to look back and like, I should have known.
Yeah, I should have known.
Hell yeah.
But for that to be the story that you tell at your wedding in front of all your
family, I know, man.
She was having a good time. She was laughing, but you could tell she was like, I can't
believe
you.
Hey, man, when they have kids, they better not take jujitsu. Man, because if that dude can grab Griselle, what's her name, Bunchin?
Giselle Bunchin.
Yeah, man, he can definitely grab your queen.
Definitely. So I would say the wedding is probably not the place to be telling that kind of story, even though it was very funny.
Well, but
I liked it.
You know what? But love conquers all, right?
It does. Yeah.
Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It felt wrong.
And sometimes you
got
to kiss a lot of frogs to find your prince.
I heard that. There it is. Man. And she kissed a lot of frogs.
Yes, she did.
Believe that. Kermit, all of them. All right, y'all stick around. Y'all radios. Big Boy Big Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood on Demand.
Big Boy Neighborhood. Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing the other day. Who we got?
Lotto.
Lotto for the other day.
Big, the other day, 130 of her songs, unreleased songs, got leaked. And it was like songs where people were like, wait, that's a Coi Leray song. Wait, that's a Bia song. Did you actually write their songs? And then the artist had to come out and be like, she never ghostwrote any of her songs for us. But Lotto.
So
really,
how did that happen?
Nobody really
That's
knows.
A lot of material, man.
Yeah, Big. And the thing is, they're like on her TikTok on Lotto's a week ago, she had put like this video of her in a jacuzzi and she was like, when your songs get leaked. So they're like, wait, what happened? But one of the times
She brought attention to her leaked material?
Yeah. A week before, too.
I heard that. There it is. Now you got to start searching for it.
Yeah.
Come on now, Lotto.
Lotto. But Big, one of the times we had her in the neighborhood, you know, one of her songs is Big D Energy. And we had to ask her what that really means. And then she also gave us a performance.
It's in reference to a man, like, you know, when a man know he got a big dang lane. Right. So he just dropping his on everybody. Like, he just confident as hell. That's what it's in reference to. But when I heard the little saying, whatever, on Twitter, I was like, wait, hold on, because I got big energy. Maybe I need to, you know what I'm saying, let these folks know girls can have it too.
Okay, I'm wondering. I don't want to ask you because I'm afraid to find out. But I'm going to check and see if I have, like, big energy.
Yeah, like.
I don't know if I do, though. You know
it's stop it.
All right, so this is what we want to do. I'm going to put on big energy.
Okay.
Here we
okay.
go.
Because you know who.
Big boy's name.
Yeah. Hey, Daddy. When you gonna stop playing? Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big energy. It ain't too many that can handle me, but I might let you try it out the Hennessy. Make them sing to this music like a melody. And if it is the chain right, I got a remedy. It ain't too many that can handle me. Bad bitch, I could be a fantasy.
Hey man, when people do like freestyles and they come in and perform for us, you know, I like to listen to music with my eyes closed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she sound like the record.
Yeah, that was
dope. Yeah, she killed it, man.
Like
she killed it. And congratulations, because even when she came to the neighborhood and the time she check in, like, her career has been going more and more. It's like building. So watching her journey has been amazing.
It has, because she went on tour with Lizzo after that and she gave up hookah, she told us, which broke my heart. But
she did what?
She said she gave up hookah because she was getting ready
that
for the
broke
tour.
Her heart?
Yeah,
because she's
like,
trying to get her lungs right for tour.
I mean, yeah, but big,
she's
I'll be
trying to sound
lounge.
Good.
Right.
But when I'm at
so
the
she
lounge,
can continue to sound like that? Like how we.
No, she sounds
for
great.
For her health?
You wish the worst on everybody.
I don't know. I just.
You do, man.
I listened to her song at hookah, so I'm like, oh, man.
You can still listen to it.
Yeah, I know. But it's just.
She wants her to sound like big, big energy. But that's what's going to happen one day.
Look at her. That's why you sound like that. Yeah, there it is. That's why you go, trying to clear your throat in the low key. Y'all stick around your radios. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood on Demand.
Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dog?
Dog, Cristiano Ronaldo is no longer with Manchester United.
Hey, man, did this seem sudden?
Yes, they parted ways. Very sudden. I thought it was going to drag on a little longer, but it was just like immediate effect. That's it. He's no longer with the team.
Damn.
You know, he's currently playing for the country Portugal right now in the World Cup. But even with that, there's been so much drama with Manchester United, just with the ownership and the new manager that they had and him bumping heads with them. And he actually suspended Ronaldo a couple games for not being there during the preseason.
Hey, like, do you know who I am?
And then the coach and then the manager at one game decided to not play him full game, but put him in for like the last 2 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Like, just kind of insulting the man.
Yeah,
you know what
man.
I mean? Like, dude, you got the greatest soccer
now,
player
see,
in the world.
Now, see, I would take that as a blessing because it's a lot of running. You get tired. 2 minutes, I'd be like, all right, coach, put me in.
Yeah, dog, we are talking about one of the biggest soccer superstars. Where is he going to land? But we already knew there was a lot of trouble there. He even did a full-on, like, 60-minute interview with Piers Morgan before fired him, and he was talking about the team.
I see football, Piers, the last years as a business. Mm. I saw many, many things that I'm disappointing.
Right, but if suddenly the team isn't performing well, and they need someone to blame.
Exactly, it's always my fault. The problem's always me. I look like I'm the black sheep, which is I don't like. If you do it good or if you do bad, they're always going to find some some criticize what they say the last 4 or 5 months is completely garbage.
Man, he can land somewhere else, though.
Hell
right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know who's going to pick him up and how much they're going to get? He's going to get paid? So much money, dog.
Yeah.
You know, the goal is to eventually get him to the States.
No pun intended. The goal. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. To get him to the States and play in MLS, but that's later on. He still has more time to bank a crapload of money internationally.
That's what I'm about to say. Do we have that money here, too?
Oh, yeah. It's getting to that point, man.
Yeah, man.
The MLS is bringing superstars out here.
Go ahead.
We saw that with LAFC bringing Bella, with Bale, like all these players, but he's going to be fine. I think he's going to take some time and just chill with his fam bam and see what the market brings in, and he's eventually going to land a big-ass deal again.
It's obvious he's not paycheck to paycheck.
No, not at all,
man. Yeah, he definitely like, man, I need to pick up some side work.
And he is literally the most, the highest followed person on Instagram.
Yeah, man, did he hit like 500 million?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. 500 million.
Man.
They asked him, like, hey, do you have more followers or more money in the bank? That was a question that they asked him, and he was like, oh, it's about the same.
I heard that.
I was like, damn, bastard.
He's like, yeah, he said, I got less followers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure,
you
got to
think, man, even just his endorsement. Just what they get paid for, like, one post.
And you got to figure he's been getting paid or playing since he was, like, what, 16, 17?
Yeah, man.
That's ridiculous, huh?
All righty.
Yeah, damn, Cristiano.
Yeah, man, he's been on profit for a long time, bro. Believe that. You stick around your radios, Big Boy's neighborhood.
Big Boy has left the building.